Luton Life, brought to you by the Mall Luton. This is the place to come if you want to lift the lid on the real life of Luton. Finding out about the people who make others' lives that little bit happier, that little bit easier, and that little bit safer. Here's the Mall Luton, Sophie Solaria.
Hello, and welcome to another episode of Luton Life. Today's episode, we shall be visiting another crucial service for Luton. Citizens Advice Luton is an independent charity and part of the Citizens Advice Network across England and Wales. They provide free, confidential and impartial advice on the biggest issues that are affecting people's lives. I met their Chief Executive Officer Stephanie Simeon in her office where I was treated to tea and cake.
Thanks for the tea.
You're very welcome, Sophie.
And I have to say, thanks for the cake, because I've never seen so much in an office.
We're very lucky. We have lots of lovely volunteers and staff here that bring lots of cake in.
So it's a very friendly environment, actually. Yeah. Even from the moment I walked in, I've only been here 5 minutes. I can tell how friendly it is to work here.
Yeah, and that's why 29 years later, I'm still here.
29 years? Yeah. Wow. So tell me how you got here and why you're still here.
Yeah, well, I actually used to work for Barclays Mercantile. So I was in the business finance sector and I had my son, so I didn't want to work in Basingstoke, which is where they relocated to, and this job came up at Citizens Advice doing admin. It was just down the road from me and I thought, go for it. So 200 applicants and I got the job. So I was delighted, absolutely delighted. So I've done all the different roles throughout my time being here. I've done outreach, I've done debt advice, general advice, admin, social media, cleaning the toilet. And then it was only a couple of years ago that one of our former chief exec passed away. And that's when I went for the job, because I felt by that time, after all those years, I'd had enough experience to get the job, and I did.
Good. Yeah. And how important do you think it was to work your way up in that way, so that you know every single part of the workings?
Well, I think that's what gives the staff and volunteers confidence in what I'm doing, because I'm not one, you know, coming in here and making changes just for the sake of it. I'm reviewing things and making changes for the better because I know how it works.
Yeah.
And I'm able to actually work with everybody in here and give them support and guidance because I know what the stance is, and I still keep my hand in.
Yeah.
So I still go downstairs and see clients as much as I can because it's very, very busy. But, you know, it's important for me to do that.
Citizens Advice Luton opened its doors in 1992. Their goal was, and still is, to help people find a way forward, whatever problem they're facing. In 2022, they helped nearly 9,500 people with over 36,000 different issues.
The biggest inquiries that we've got at the moment are debt, benefits, and housing has gone through the roof, which is, you know, crazy. We see hundreds of clients face-to-face a week, which is actually a real drain on our staff and volunteers, because we've had funding cuts and we're trying to cope with demand with less resource. But we know that our service is so needed in Luton, because Luton is like an inner city borough. It's very like some of the London areas. So we know that we've got to keep those doors open. We're open 5 days a week to provide that face-to-face advice. And we've also got our telephone lines, and our email advice has proved really very helpful.
What a lot of help they provide and offer, all from their base at Community House on the New Bedford Road. But to take on people's problems in this way must be a hard thing to do. I asked Stephanie how they deal with it.
I'm so, so lucky with the team that we've got, because they push themselves to the nth degree. And I am concerned about that, because, you know, we've got lots of demand for food bank vouchers, energy vouchers, things like that. And it's not just a request for help. When those people come in, they're very, very stressed out. So it's their emotional stress as well that we're dealing with. We as a team, and we've got a board of trustees who are very reactive and very supportive. We just make sure that we can provide as much support for the team as possible, including making sure that they've got access to mental health information.
Wow, that's a really busy situation considering small team.
Yeah, it is a small team. We've gone from, say, 30 paid staff. We now have 18. and we've got about 16 volunteers. But we've come up with some new initiatives. We're working very closely with Cardinal Newman and Luton Sixth Form, and we've got some of their students coming in to volunteer with us. We're also very lucky that we've got a trustee, Adam Nichols, who is a lecturer over at the University of Bedfordshire, and he has embedded our training into their legal degree, so they're starting in September. So that will increase our volunteer numbers, and with that increased volunteer numbers, then we've got more people to see our clients downstairs.
Oh, that's so good, isn't it?
Brilliant. So brilliant, in fact, that I wanted to see what it was like down there at the Coalface in reception. Stephanie took me down to their reception area to meet some of their clients and see what life was like on a normal day at Citizens Advice Luton.
Just thought I'd come over and see why you're here today. Do you mind telling me?
Pension. Fill out.
Your pension?
My supervisor came to help me to fill it, but she can't do it. So I said, okay, the only place I could come and get is help, because nobody can do it. And the 14th is the last day.
Yeah.
And them don't know how to.
Nobody knows how to help you.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
So these people have said they will help you.
I think they might
That's care. Good. They I'm glad. Care. I'm glad. And do you mind if I ask why you're here today, sir?
First time I've come, it's about debt relief.
Debt relief.
Yeah, I've heard that they could help out and that. But they hit me with the bills without me knowing. The energy people.
The energy people have hit you with a massive bill.
Massive bill, yeah. Without me, they sent it to my daughter's email because I don't know how to use these phones.
How is this impacting your family?
I'm trying to keep my two daughters going in my house, bills for £600-700. What every year we like close and.
It's worrying. What are you here for today?
I come for this housing benefit. You know, I am with the Versa Credit.
Yeah.
And the message with the bottom lower floors about you have to get earn about 1,300. And we are now near to it. And now they said they're adding it to 1,400. I said, how come? This is impossible.
So you've been told that you need to pay nearly £1,000 now?
Yeah, that's what they say. They said the balance, that's the date was the 5th, now it must be 1,500 or something like that.
And I'm guessing that this is a worry for you. It's a concern for your family, you and your family.
That's right. We have a hard time anyway. Believe me, the house, no electricity, no gas.
You've got no electric?
No electric, no gas, because you don't have to pay for it because of the meter anyway.
Oh,
so
my goodness.
Yeah. So,
how are you living at home without electric?
Oh, I have to eat vegetable and fruit and sort of this thing anyway. What can we do? It's too much expensive, really, honestly. They're going 3 times.
Yeah,
yeah,
I know.
How can you do it?
It's
we try to save as much as we could, but it's really become difficult, honestly.
I've just spoken to some people out there, Stephanie, and it's actually breaking my heart. I've only spoken to a few people, but they've all told me how much they're struggling at home with all their... And you're right, it's the debt, it's the electric costs, it's the housing costs. Like, it's just so sad.
Yeah, and the cost of living is really affecting people, especially in Luton. We see these people and we're here to help, but it has an impact on us. We're only human.
Oh, these people are legends, these two people.
Sue is one of our volunteers. She's volunteering. She's amazing. She does 2 days a week. And this is one of the hardest jobs, the receptionist, because you're not just dealing with the clients with the expectations, but you're also having to use all the systems, make sure the clients are recorded properly, work with the team upstairs to get them put upstairs. It's a hard job. It's a really hard job. And Sue does it all for free because she's fabulous. Aww. Absolutely fabulous.
So, Sue, you're working on reception today here at the Citizens Advice. Yes. Can you tell me a bit about what you're doing today, what your job is?
Right, well, my job is to greet the clients when they come in and also to make a quick note of what subject they want to discuss. I then give them a number. I also ask them if they live or work in Luton because it's important for our funding.
Mm-hmm.
And then if they don't, I then remind them that we can only just talk to them. We can't make appointments for them. Then when each client comes up, I try and keep the numbers correct. I then inform the advisor what the subject is, so it gives her a bit of a heads up.
What sort of subjects are you repeatedly getting?
Most housing, money advice, legal and family. Quite a lot.
I mean, it's not surprising with the situation that we're living in that money's coming up, housing's coming up.
Yes, Energy also very, very important. And we get a lot of food bank requests.
Well, that's really good to see that you're doing such a good job and volunteering. Why do you volunteer?
Because, well, basically I'd be a shut-in if I didn't. It gets me out. I'm social, you know. It means that I've got somebody to talk to. And also they're wonderful here because it's like a family. And we're really well looked after.
I saw the cake.
Yeah. Well, yes.
Sorry, Mandy, I'm just going to interrupt you. Thank you, sorry. I don't want to disturb you for too long. I know how important people are. But look, what are you doing today? What's your actual job?
Well, today I'm on diagnostics, so I'm helping customers or clients coming in with a range of problems from housing, legal, benefits, evictions.
I've been here for 10, 15 minutes and I've spoken to a few people about their problems and my heart is already broken. Mm. How do you cope with this day in, day out? Emotionally?
Yeah, it can be very difficult. Your heart goes out to a lot of these clients. They're in really awful situations. And there's a lot of them through no fault of their own. There's just not enough housing in Luton to house the people that are here. The rents are going up. People are desperate and it is... Yeah, it's very sad.
Does it make you feel better knowing you've helped every day?
Yeah, it does. Well, but you can't help everybody, and so then it's not so great.
Stephanie told me that a lot of people with mental health problems come in. Mm-hmm. You're the coalface. You're at the coalface here. Mm-hmm. What do you do when you hear about people that are telling you that they want to take their own life?
Be as empathetic and understanding as possible. Take them to a room privately and just have a chat and just listen, really. I think that's the main thing is listening. A lot of times these people have been to so many different services and nobody listens. Nobody seems to care. We're a place that does care and does listen and do what we can to help these people. It's something that I like doing is helping people with the mental health issues. I just have an understanding of their situation and I know how much it means for them to have somebody just to sit and listen.
These people just do such an important job. It's incredible work. It was so inspiring to see. If you want to take a look behind the scenes, in fact, you can via the Mall Luton's social media channels. It's also worth pointing out again, it was all a charity, which meant they needed funding and support.
So the main funding comes through Beds and Luton Community Foundation. The funds come from Luton Rising, which is the airport. So Beds Luton Community Foundation distribute the funds. It's called a SIF fund to us. And without that, we would not be able to provide the support and advice to the thousands of clients that we deal with a year. We are very lucky as well. We do get money from the Money and Pension Service for our debt contract too. And we've got some great partnerships. As part of Luton Access, we've got Citizens Advice, Luton Irish Forum, Luton Rights and Luton Law Centres. That's four key partners. But we've got other fantastic supporters, including Luton Mail. So Lavinia and her team, Abby, they've been brilliant. So, you know, if we held a cost of living event, no charge from the Mail, which was fantastic because we can raise our profile and, you know, work in an environment where you're seeing the clients. The footfall was amazing. And we saw loads and loads of clients.
So what did you do there?
We had a stand and everyone could come up to us and get information on the cost of living crisis. So I was actually manning the stand for a couple of days and I was giving advice and support to clients. I made appointments for them. I brought cases home, followed up with the clients and, you know, gave out balloons and stuff. So it was a nice event profiling the Citizens Advice because a lot of people, and actually it was really interesting because we had people that maybe worked with Luton Rising that had no clue that we were funded by Luton Rising. They thought we were government funded. We're a charity. Our funds are charity funds. They're grants. So we need all the money that we can get to provide an extended service, which we need to do. We need to extend the provision that we've got at the moment to react to the demand.
Next, we went upstairs to meet some of the advice team.
When people go into reception, then we go up to where I sit and where the team sit, but we've also got interview rooms up here. And our partner organisations, Luton Rights and Luton Law Centre, also sit in rooms, in our interview rooms.
That's helpful.
Yeah.
Hello, what's your name?
Linda.
Linda, what are you doing here behind your two screens?
So I manage the debt team. I've got four debt advisors and we deal with booking appointments and making sure that we've got the right information from people so that we can give them accurate advice. And so that's what I'm doing right now, is booking appointments and following up on emails that have come in from clients.
I've noticed, I've only been downstairs for like 20 minutes, and I've noticed already how many people are coming in about debt issues, money issues. You must be hugely busy.
It can be quite hard to sort of manage the demand, but generally we are not usually twiddling our thumbs.
How much are people struggling in Luton?
Yeah, there is a lot, and particularly now, we are seeing a lot of people that just don't manage their essentials, you know, the basics, covering bills and the priorities. So that has been quite a change. I mean, I've been here nearly 15 years, and there used to be a lot more credit debts, you know, that kind of thing. But now it's very much the essentials, the just not being able to pay your bills.
I've just spoke to a man that can't afford electric in his house, and they're eating vegetables and fruit.
We have a lot of council tax inquiries, and now, just, you know, in the last few months, increasing fuel debts as well, where, you know, the cost has gone up massively for people, and they just can't manage it. They're getting these huge bills that they're not used to, and they're thinking, surely this is wrong. And it's not wrong.
Things like hidden debt as well. Like this man was saying earlier that he didn't realise that his data usage on his phone, you know, he said he doesn't understand them, like the younger generation. And, you know, the data has all of a sudden cost him £60 that he can't afford.
Yeah.
You know, those kind of things that just you don't realise will add to your stress.
Yeah. Yeah, and there is that, you know, especially if it's not a, you know, you pay when you access it, but, you know, you might pay at the end of the month and then you can't do anything about what you've used.
Yeah.
You just have to then try and find a way of paying it.
Well, thank you for all the hard work you do. It's obviously very, very important. That's the point.
Yeah, we're always here and we can usually do something to help as well. So,
brilliant.
Yeah.
Cathy, I hear you're happy to talk to me.
I am indeed.
As a volunteer here, what's your volunteering role?
So I come in one day a week and I help with inquiries on email or helping anybody who walks in off the street and needs help. And I do pretty much anything.
That's an important thing to do, everything.
I think sometimes the people that we get coming in, it's not that they're not able to deal with it. It's just overwhelming, you know.
Paperwork is hugely overwhelming. I honestly get anxiety looking at most of the paperwork I get.
Yeah, absolutely. And I think certainly for our older clients as well, you know, they're not necessarily as tech savvy. They're not great on emails. There's an awful lot which can be done online, but they don't know how to do it. Or they don't have the capability to do it because they haven't got a computer at home, they haven't got email. I saw a guy today who doesn't have a mobile phone, he doesn't have email, he's only got a landline and that's not working. So he's got nothing.
He's cut off from the whole of the world.
Totally.
In that case, unless he leaves the house.
Yeah, totally. He really does. So, and you phone companies up and you say to them, I've got a client here, I'd like to help them. And they'll go, what's their email address? They don't have an email address. Oh, what's their mobile number? They don't have a mobile number. And they just can't get their heads around that.
Jane, I've been redirected to you on my way through to getting more cake in the kitchen. Training and volunteering, is that what I've just been told you do?
That's right. So we rely very, very heavily on our volunteers. They are thoroughly trained. The training can take up to 6 months, but it can be done quicker. It can be done at home. We just absolutely rely on our volunteers to see people on a day-to-day basis.
So you ultimately make sure that everyone is trained up on pretty much everything to do with what comes through. I mean, that seems like a huge job. I was saying the first question I asked Stephanie when I first got here was, how does everyone know the advice they have to give, you know?
It does sound like an awful lot, because we do cover benefits and debt and immigration and housing and employment, but you don't actually have to remember everything, because you can't, because you would go mad. But you just need to know where to look for it. So we have really good resources, and as long as you can navigate a website, you can do it.
Well, that's brilliant, isn't it? That you can actually have that kind of link to what you need whenever you need it, because that's the point. That's the point. People don't have those links or knowledge or where to find them. It's such an important service.
Yeah, no, absolutely true. And if somebody does want to volunteer with us, you know, we have reference books. We have an excellent digital reference system, but also we have supervisors. You're never on your own. A lot of people here have worked here many, many years. I've been here 23 years.
Have you?
So we've got loads of experience. No one's ever on their own. They can always ask for help when they're advising.
That's brilliant, isn't it? Who are the kind of volunteers you would like to see through the door?
I wouldn't say there's necessarily a type. We do have quite a few law students, which is great for their careers. I mean, they learn so much here, and they're talking to clients and getting that experience that pretty much is impossible to get anywhere else for a long-term sort of placement. We also have maybe mums who are looking at getting back into the workplace. They come here, you know, get an experience, see what it's like working in an office environment. And then we have retired people too. So quite honestly, anybody Brilliant. Could do it, as long as you're reasonably IT savvy, have reasonable maths and English skills. You don't need a degree, because we do all of the training.
So if you want to help out at Citizens Advice Luton, they would be more than happy to have you. I've really enjoyed my time here at the charity, but I wanted to leave the last word to the chief executive, Stephanie. Earlier on, she had started to tell me about some of the success stories that she was most proud of across the years, times when she felt her team had really made a difference.
This client came in and they couldn't afford the school uniform for the kids, and we had a fund. So we actually physically went out to Primark and bought some school uniform for the kids. We also worked with an organisation called Kennedy Scott to get some work outfits for the wife so that she could go for an interview. She actually got the job. Oh. And with that support for the kids and for the family, they came out of that. So when they come back to me, they said, right, she got the job. They're out of that rut. The kids felt good in themselves. So we felt good that we'd gone above and beyond to actually help and support that client. But there's lots of other clients that maybe it's not the material things that we help them with, it's the advice and guidance. So we're at the moment seeing a lot of clients with mental health disabilities. And what we're trying to do, we're actually fundraising for a caseworker, is to give the enhanced support. They come back to us, these usually younger men, and say to us how supportive we've been, that they don't get that support from anywhere else. So that for me is wonderful.
Thank you so much to Citizens Advice Luton for having me, to the amazing volunteers, and of course, thank you to all of you that are listening today. If you'd like to see behind the scenes of this podcast, then do head to the More Luton social media channels. And if you've enjoyed this episode of Luton Live, please do give us a good review and share with your friends and family. And that's all for today. Thanks for being here, and see you next time.